This new military tactic made the English army, and its banner of St. George, the most feared in Europe. St. George and the Three Golden Lions were only two of many symbols developed for the English kingdom under the Plantagenets. During their rule, the Plantagenets transformed the cultural and political landscape of England. They built grand castles and Gothic cathedrals, created the country's parliament and its systems of justice, and made English, rather than French or Latin, the official language of government. However, these constitutional legacies don't account for the dark appeal and lasting infamy of the Plantagenets. Rather, it is their irresistible dynastic saga of murder, madness, betrayal, and civil war. Few of the Plantagenet monarchs were good kings or decent men, but they are memorable monsters. Consider the catalogue of crimes and atrocities that occurred between the 12th century anarchy and the 1485 slaying of Richard III that ended the Plantagenet line. These include the murder of Archbishop Thomas Becket by Henry II's knights in Canterbury Cathedral, the 25-year squabble between Henry III and Simon de Montfort that resulted in the gruesome defilement of the knight's body, the obsessional love between Edward II and Piers Gaveston that ended in the king's alleged demise by hot poker, and the tyranny of Richard II leading to the Wars of the Roses, the most poetically named of England's national bloodbaths. The wars.